It's unclear why, but African-American children in poverty-stricken urban areas tend to be especially vulnerable to asthma. Jennifer Pickett is the asthma program manager with the American Lung Association of Michigan. She says the rate of asthma among white children in rural areas is also a problem, but in urban areas such as Detroit, there seem to be more things to aggravate the disease.
Specifically in an urban area, you have a higher concentration of pollution, more ozone in the atmosphere, and that's very very dangerous, as we know. It's an irritant to the respiratory tract. Again, everything that becomes airborne in a city can affect the asthmatic.
Since school-aged children spend a good part of their day at the school, when researchers decided to test the air in city neighborhoods, it seemed to make sense to put air quality monitors on top of elementary schools. Tim DeVonch is a researcher at the University of Michigan. He's working on a National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences and Environmental Protection Agency study of asthma in urban areas. He says the air monitors will test for dust, ozone, and soot, or what the researchers call particulate matter, which might be a key to the increase in asthma. DeVonch says regulations have made smokestack emissions cleaner, but asthma rates continue to increase. DeVonch says it's possible what's left in the emissions might be more dangerous.
The larger particles are being removed from smokestacks and not being emitted into the atmosphere. This is resulting in a lower mass concentration, but what's actually is leaving is a higher percentage of fine particles, and the fine particles are the ones that we're concerned about in terms of respiratory disease. Those are the ones that actually penetrate all the way down into the human lung and can cause respiratory effects.
The particulate matter comes from diesel trucks, cars, and coal-fired power plants, as well as some manufacturing smokestacks. DeVonch says the study will monitor the air at two elementary schools year-round. The study also monitors the air in the children's homes. And for a couple of weeks at a time, the kids keep backpacks with them day and night, sampling the air around them. DeVonch says the researchers will then start cross-referencing that data with a diary of asthma attacks the kids and their parents keep.
So basically what we're doing is we want to get a true measure of their exposure with this personal sampling device, and then to help us figure out where in the day they're being exposed, we're making measurements outdoors in their community as well as indoors inside their home to try to get an assessment of where the majority or the different percentages of the exposure is actually coming from in the course of their typical day.
Researchers know that targeting the causes and sources of asthma attacks is important not only because of the health of the children is at risk, but also because the costs to the community are high and long-lasting.
Apparently, it's the largest reason for absenteeism in the schools.
Catherine Edgren is another University of Michigan researcher. She also heads up a Detroit area program called Community Action Against Asthma.
So it has a lot of really serious effects. I mean, kids are missing school, so they're not benefiting from what they might be learning in school. A lot of people are using emergency rooms to address, serious symptoms. There have been deaths from asthma. Which is, in this day and age, there are ways to treat asthma, and it's really a terrible shame to see children dying from asthma.
Across the country, the number of days of school missed because of asthma has been rising over the last several years. Asthma attacks in the school have become such a problem that a bill was recently introduced in the Michigan legislature that would allow school children to carry their inhalers with them. Medications are usually kept with the school nurse or teacher. That kind of legislation might be a good first step, but government officials are beginning to realize they cannot simply work on helping kids deal with the results of the disease. There's growing pressure on government to further restrict the pollutants and other man-made things that aggravate asthma. So, if the air quality study finds manufacturing plants in the neighborhoods are causing the problems, local agencies and organizations involved in the study's program could then approach the factories and ask for changes. If that doesn't work, they're prepared to go to government regulators or the courts for a remedy. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.